three candidates are left in the running for the job of Haines School District Superintendent. And the dismissal of a Haines Fire Department officer prompts public outcry. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. There are now three finalists in the search for the next Haines School District Superintendent. The school board made the decision Wednesday night after interviewing six favorite candidates by Skype and discussing the applicants in a closed-door session for 2.5 hours. Robin Gray, Anthony Habra, and Tom Yaris are in the running to be Haines' next superintendent. Gray has been superintendent for Yakutat School District since 2014. She also served as an administrator in Dillingham and the Bering Strait region. In her Skype interview, Gray said the size of Haines drew her to this job.
My leadership style has a lot to do with relationships. And if it's not too big, it's easier for me to form the relationships that engender working together better, empowering people to rise up because you believe in them and you know them well enough where you can say, I believe in you.
Gray was the target of community outcry when the Yakutat School District cut the boys' basketball program in 2014. She said there were not enough eligible boys for the team. This year, the district implemented more study halls to try to deal with the eligibility problem. Gray said in Yakutat, she's pushed for staff development and updating antiquated school materials.
We're teaching at a higher expectation. We are going forward, and we're preparing our kids better to reach that 21st century. And that's the legacy that I'm leaving.
The other two superintendent candidates are currently in the lower 48. Anthony Habra has been superintendent of Pawpaw Schools in Pawpaw, Michigan since 2013. Before that, he worked as superintendent for Rudyard Area Schools.
And I went from a smaller district to a larger district, and I found that it's not quite the connection that I was seeking with the students. The more students there are, the more adults there are, the more you're working with adult problems instead of for students, which is what my focus is and always has been.
Habra talked about changes he made at the Pawpaw District to help close a test score achievement gap. He said listening to teachers and empowering them was a big part of it.
What you do as a superintendent is evaluate what's happening and make sure that the barriers are removed as much as possible and allow the experts to do what they do best in the classroom.
The final candidate is Tom Yaris. He is currently CEO of a Montessori school, Discovery Academy, in Big Sky, Montana. Before that, he was assistant superintendent in the Big Sky School District. When the board asked Yaris about how he would deal with a budget deficit.
I'm used to working on budgets. I have a lot of experience, and I'm tenacious in trying to make win-win situations and not lose jobs and not lose programming and get creative as possible.
Yaris said when he was at Big Sky School District, he saw that dropout rates were an issue. So he worked to make graduation requirements more flexible. Yaris said he was offered the superintendent contract there, but he felt that it wasn't the best place for his leadership, in part due to pending lawsuits that started before his tenure.
Well, what I learned in that experience is do your research and know the board, understand the staff, look at the data deeper, and I have with Haines.
The three candidates that the board interviewed but did not select as finalists include two with Alaska superintendent experience, Norma Holmgard and Connie Newman, and one aspiring superintendent in Idaho, Christina Brinkerhoff. After hours of public interviews and private deliberations, School Board President Anne Marie Palmieri declined to comment on specific reasons why the board chose Habra, Yaris, and Gray. But she did say the candidates seemed like they could be good fits for Haines.
We're looking for someone who can be a leader and who has a vision and can be a visionary and can help take our school district to the next level.
The three finalists intend to travel to Haines on February 23rd and 24th for in-person interviews and a community forum. The full audio from the six semi-finalist interviews is with this story on our website, khns.org. The sudden dismissal of Haines Volunteer Fire Department Training Officer Jen Walsh sparked quite a stir at Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting. The reasons why she was let go are unclear, and now the borough is working on piecemeal coverage for emergency calls. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
This has left the volunteers without our leader. Our EMS will suffer without our training officer.
That was Fire Department volunteer Megan Elliott. She was one of a half dozen people that spoke out against Walsh's firing. Suzanne V.A. Smith, also a volunteer, called the move short-sighted.
And a real shabby way to approach a potential problem by terminating a training officer without notice. The other paid person at the borough in emergency response is Kyle Fossman, who is wonderful. But he has no certification as of yet, so cannot respond during business hours without a certified EMT on board.
Walsh told KHNS in a prepared statement, quote, "Although no specifics were given for my termination, I was told it wasn't a good fit. As I continue to work with the union to resolve this issue, my employee status does not affect my membership in the Haines Volunteer Fire Department, and I look forward to continuing to serve our community," end quote. Borough Manager Brad Ryan emailed a statement on Friday that read, quote, "We have chosen not to extend Jen Walsh's employment as training officer beyond her probationary period with the Haines Borough. The probationary period is used to determine if continued employment is beneficial to both the employee and the borough, and we have chosen not to continue her employment at this time." Reached by phone on Thursday, Ryan said that emergency services in the borough are covered. Al Badgley was a training officer before Walsh and retired in July. He was a 35-year employee of the fire department and is now working 3 days a week, with volunteers rotating on the other 2 days. Ryan added that he wasn't surprised by the flood of support for Walsh at the meeting.
I think these decisions are always personal, and people have personal relationships and professional relationships, and they wanted to voice our concerns. I appreciate that.
Ryan said losing volunteers is always a concern, but he hopes the core group is solid enough to continue filling the need. Tracy Wyrek spoke at the meeting and said she was confused by the termination. Wyrek said she became a volunteer with the fire department because she was inspired by Walsh.
That is how Jen works. She makes things happen. She brought EMT training to the HVFD. She was working towards leading a Firefighter 1 course next fall. She's an excellent instructor. She is clear, efficient, and thorough. Jen has worked hard toward being the most qualified person for the job. She is a leader, a role model, and an inspiration.
While plenty of questions about the circumstances around the firing of Walsh arose at the meeting, personnel matters are confidential. Here's volunteer Elliot.
When our training officer first accepted this position, the former borough manager, Dave Sosa, said if it did not work out after the probation period, that she would receive her previous position back as EMT firefighter. Why was this no longer an option? How is prematurely terminating a dedicated, driven, and capable leader a part of our community beneficial for our fire department and borough?
Kyle Fossman was hired for the EMT firefighter job in September. According to the collective bargaining agreement between the borough and Local 71, the probationary period for union borough employees is 6 months, with the exception of peace officers, which is a year. The agreement states that, quote, continued employment will be contingent upon a satisfactory performance, end quote. It goes on to say that an unsatisfactory performance will result in either a one-time extension of the probationary period of up to 90 days or termination. It reads that at any time during the probationary period, an employee may be terminated from service at the discretion of the manager upon prior written notice and without right of hearing or appeal. Walsh had been with the fire department for several years, and she started as the training officer in August. Ryan said the job is not yet advertised, but it will be eventually. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.
Southeast Alaska has the fastest growing senior population of any region in the state. So are community leaders, healthcare providers, and policymakers prepared?
It's frustrating. The world is not really designed for people growing older.
Join us as we talk with seniors, their families, and service providers in a new Coast Alaska series, Aging Southeast. We'll look at housing, healthcare, the economy, and related issues, airing on KHNS starting on February 16th.